So this idea was submitted by Benson Smythe. I am really glad that this one won because it gave me a chance to delve into, I guess, my lighter side. This one's definitely probably my most wholesome one I've ever written, I would think. And it's just such a feel-good audio. So it was a good change of pace. And to me, this one is kind of like if Hallmark made smut, it would be this. So I was just listening to it back again for, I don't know, the 10th time or something. And I just can't help smiling during it. It makes me feel good. And I mean, I guess I could be the listener. That would be a little weird, me being with myself. But I cannot help but smile. Like, I just get this warm, fuzzy feeling while listening to it myself. So I hope you did too. For the gift, that came to me because there's a book that I remember from when I was a child. And I have told numerous people about it. I've tried to find it and I cannot find anything about it. I swear there was a girl named Gwen and one named Quinn, and they were at the beach and there was a sandcastle contest and a sandwich went missing. During the book, they were trying to solve this mystery of where the sandwich went. Anyway, it turned out that their dog ate it. So I remember this book. I'm pretty sure that those were their names. I remember all these details, but I cannot find anything about this book. It's as if it does not exist. You know, I was trying to think of the gift. I'm like, it's gotta be something big, really big. So I thought about that book and how for years and years and years and years and years, I've been trying to find it. I'm like, huh, that's a good idea for what the gift could be. So that's where that came from. And that's what I do with a lot of my audios. I incorporate things from my own life into most everything I do. Now for the music, I'm sorry if I irritated any of you with the music. You know, Wham, Mariah Carey. But the music tells a story too. And I think the music is a big part of it. Sets the mood pretty well. At the beginning, she's pretty much jaded. She's kind of had it with men. She hasn't had good experiences. So she's not expecting much from the listener. And she's amazed by what she does get from him. And she's also skeptical. And she feels he must have some kind of ulterior motive. Wham's song just seemed perfect for something that's a little bit, not melancholy, but just, you know, I feel like the song is really upbeat, but the words are sad. So that's why it works for me. And then it switches to Mariah Carey for the next part when she gets the gift. And she's just like, oh, I love you. All I want for Christmas is you and that book. Don't take it back. Then we have the unwrapping scene. So Christmas wrapping just seemed perfect by the waitresses for that part, since they're getting undressed and they're gonna get freaky. Did I really just say that? Yeah, I did. Okay, then Winter Wonderland for them making love, for them making love. I was gonna say fucking or having sex, but you know, this is like a Hallmark movie, so let's just say making love. Let's keep it sweet. Not safe for work, but sweet. And then at the end, jingle bells. I don't know. The euphoria of coming and just the happiness of the evening. It's just such a happy song. You can't help but smile. So the music was a lot of fun to do for this and doing the transitions. And I felt like it really needed that for the audio too. It just brings it all together. So I guess this is my great holiday present to you. You get to see the light and bright side of the sadistic lady of darkness.